Good evening, anglers. Welcome to Hooked on Fly Fishing. I'm Colin Shepherd, and it's Friday, the 22nd of February. Hooked on Fly Fishing is proudly supported by Rod and Reel Newmarket. They have the biggest range of fly fishing and fly tying gear in New Zealand. Have a look at their website, rodandreel.co.nz. Now, on tonight's show, we have some fly fishing news. Met Service has provided us with accurate weather forecasts. We check out some river levels and flows with Waikato Regional Council, Bay of Plenty Regional Council, and Genesis Energy. We then talk to our freshwater reporters, and we will, of course, finish with the fly fishing tip of the week. Let's look at some fly fishing news. The moon phases. The next new moon is on the 7th of March. A new moon occurs when the apparent longitudes of the moon and sun differ by 0 degrees. At this time, the moon does not appear to be illuminated. What does it mean? Well, a couple of days either side of the new moon will offer the best fishing for freshwater anglers. So start planning your trip away now. Remember, March 7. Remember the saying, new moon, fisherman's favourite, full moon, fisherman's folly. Ever wondered about which fly line to choose? Well, Rod and Reel are hosting Fly Lines Made Easy with Simon Gawsworth from Rio Products. Now, this event will be on Saturday at Rod and Reel Tackle Newmarket, March the 9th, starting at 10 a.m. Come along and hear about the fly lines and how to choose the right one for you from one of the best in the industry. What Simon Gawsworth doesn't know about selecting the right fly line probably isn't worth knowing. Also, he explains the fundamentals of fly casting. Now, our very own Matthew Von Sturmer, Captain Matthew Von Sturmer from Salt Fly Fish, will be there to talk about saltwater fly fishing around Waiheke. Stephen Kerr and Matthew will be sitting at their vices tying up fresh and saltwater patterns. There will be fly casting demos. You get to try all the rods and reels. There will be a sausage sizzle and in-store specials on the day. It is free to attend. How good's that? Rod and Reel Tackle Store, March 9, 10 a.m. See you there. The Hooked on Fly Fishing radio show is on the internet. How do you find it? It's really easy. Just go to the website, planetaudio.org.nz/hookedonflyfishing. You can listen to the show at a time that suits you. There are also archived interviews with fishing experts. planetaudio.org.nz/hookedonflyfishing. If you have any news about upcoming fly fishing events, fishing ports, or any comment about fly fishing in general, you can contact Hooked on Fly Fishing by emailing me, Colin, on col.pamatextra.co.nz. That is col.pam@xtra.co.nz. Okay, let's look at some weather with Met Service. The Auckland Marine Forecast for the saltwater fly fishers. The situation. A small low moves across the area late today and early Saturday. Then a slow-moving front moves north on Sunday. A significant low deepens east of the country on Sunday, then moves away to the east as a ridge gradually builds over New Zealand. Now the forecast for Manukau Harbour Saturday, southwest rising to 20 knots in the morning, easing to 15 knots in the evening. Sea becoming moderate in the morning, easing in the evening. Fair visibility and rain, clearing early, then chance of showers. Waitemata Harbour, Saturday, changing southwest 20 knots in the morning, tending westerly 15 knots in the evening. Sea becoming moderate in the morning, easing in the evening. Fair visibility and rain clearing early, then chance of showers. Now for the wider Hauraki Gulf, Saturday, changing southwest 20 knots in the morning, easing to 15 knots in the evening. Rough sea, easing in the morning. Fair visibility and rain clearing early, then isolated showers. And the outlook for all three areas on Sunday, westerly, rising to 25 knots in the morning, easing to southwest 20 knots in the afternoon, and southerly 15 knots in the evening. Showers heavy at times, clearing later. I think we need to be very careful out in the harbours on Saturday, Sunday. Met Service Waikato, Saturday. Showers clearing early morning and becoming fine with high cloud. Showers returning overnight, southwesterlies developing in the morning. Sunday in the Waikato region. Occasional showers, some possibly heavy, clearing in the evening after westerlies change to a cooler southeasterly, possibly gale in exposed places. If you're fishing in the Rotorua region, Saturday, rain, possibly heavy, clearing and becoming fine in the morning as strong northeasterlies change to brisk westerly. Sunday in Rotorua, occasional showers developing in the morning, some possibly heavy, clear in the evening after strong westerlies change to a cooler, gusty southerly. For our Taupo anglers, Saturday, showers clearing in the morning and becoming fine with high cloud. Winds changing westerly in the morning. Sunday in Taupo, showers developing in the morning, some possibly heavy, clearing in the afternoon after westerlies change to a cooler southeasterly, possible gale in exposed places. Now, if you're up and over the hill from Taupo into Taumarunui, Saturday forecast, showers clearing early morning and becoming fine with high cloud. Winds changing westerly in the morning. Sunday in Taumarunui, showers developing early morning, some possibly heavy, clearing in the evening after westerlies change to a cooler southeasterly, possible gale in exposed places. For our South Island listeners in the Canterbury Plains, forecast for Saturday, cloudy with a few showers, turning to rain in the afternoon as southeasterlies develop. Sunday on the Canterbury Plains, periods of rain with possible heavy falls, easing in the evening, cold southerlies, strong in exposed places. The Met Service is saying the drought has finally broken and all areas of the country will get rain at some stage. Let's look at some river levels. If you go into the Pūnu River, 23 kilometres south of Tauamutu, it's currently 7.7 metres and falling. It's flowing at 4.1 cubic metres per second. That's down on last week. The next river over, the Mangatūtū, is at 0.92 of a metre, and it's flowing at 0.88 of a single cumec. It's low and clear. We'll talk to Craig Caudill about those two rivers shortly. The Ohunamuri River, measured at Karangahake between Pāroa and Waihee, is currently 11.7 metres and falling. It's flowing at 1.74 cumecs. It's low and hot. Tauranga Taupo River at the southern end of Lake Taupo is at 0.1 of a metre and continuing to drop. The Mighty Waipa, measured at Otiwa, is at 75.4 metres and falling. Its flow is at 1.9 cubic metres per second. That's low and slow for this river. The Nongatahā River, above State Highway 5, is at 1.63 cubic metres per second. The level is 0.72 of a metre. These are good readings for this river. The Whakapapa is at 9.3 cubics, down from 12.2. The Whanganui River, measured at Puriaka, is at 20.9 cubic metres per second, down from a high of 22.8 this week. And the Tongariro at Turangi is at 21.3 cubics, down from 22.6 cubic metres per second. Now, Met Service, as we've just heard, say a windy and wet weekend is on the way. All these rivers are expected to rise over the weekend. Enjoy the fishing, but you need to be very careful when wading. Now, thanks to Waikato Regional Council, Bay of Plenty Regional Council and Genesis Energy for the information. Excellent real-time monitored websites. Thank you. Okay, we're going to have a very quick break and then the first of our fishing reports.
belong. But for now there's something else that's calling me. So take me down a lonesome road for me just to let them go. As a suitcase weighs me down with memories. I just want to be the one you run to. I just want to be the one you come to. I just want to be there for someone when the night comes. Let's put all the cares behind us and go where they'll never find us. I just want to be there beside you when the night comes. Spirits in the night, you can leave before the morning light. When there's nothing left to lose, there's nothing left to fear. So meet me on the edge of town. Don't keep me waiting, I'll be right. And you and I, we'll just run right out of here. I just wanna be the one you run to. I just wanna be the one you come to. I just wanna be there. When the night comes, let's put all the cares behind us.
You're listening to Hooked on Fly Fishing on Planet FM 104.6. Bert Robinson is a long-time Rotorua resident and an even longer-time Rotorua angler. He's an expert angler, don't you worry about that. And that's exactly why we want to talk to Bert Robinson to find out what the hell's going on. Bert Robinson, good evening.
Good evening.
Are you well?
Yeah, hanging in here, one foot after the other.
Good. Now, has your drought broken down there? Have you had rain?
Yeah, we've had a bit. Actually, started late last night. We had a few patches of drizzle and got up this morning, and although it was fine-ish, but heavily overcast, we had damp ground, and then probably 9 o'clock it started. Had a clear spot during lunchtime, and now it's been raining for about the last 3 hours. Okay. But nothing heavy, which is exactly what we need, because if we get anything too heavy, it's just going to run straight off and make a hell of a mess of your rivers.
Yes, because the ground must be like concrete if it's
just
like
absolutely, heavy. Yep, okay. It's been a shocker. And the walls around the edge of the caldera are just bone dry, and we did have, up until today anyway, a severe fire watch in place. Okay. It was pretty risky. I mean, I've tell you one thing I have seen is, particularly the Hamarana guys smoking down here, which is not a problem. I smoke too, but tossing their butts in the long brown grass. Mm. And that was particularly stupid.
Okay, now, what's it all done to the lake temperatures and the river conditions? They're all still good?
Oh, absolutely. We're still up around about the 18 degree, 19 degree right at the moment. It never really got cold. Barometric pressure has not dropped overly much. It's pretty stable. But I suspect that may change in the next day or so. But, temperatures are still pretty high on the lake. At one stage we were close to 24 degrees, 25 degrees. Fish are still around, but it is definitely better one when the wind direction and speed is consistent over a long period of time, like 12 to 24 hours. But also when the sun is beating on the water, seems to be when the fishing is best. That's during the day. Now, after dark, it's been a little bit more troublesome. There was a few fish caught at the Water T-mouth last night, but not overly many. I suspect that may change tonight with this rain. And the barometer has fallen just a little bit. But Nongatahar's had heaps of browns outside the mouth and up into the lower reaches of the river.
Okay.
And no doubt there'll be another influx over the next 24 to 48 hours.
Yeah. Well, your forecast is for rain tomorrow continuing into Sunday, and then clearing Monday afternoon.
Yeah, I think it'll still be worthwhile fishing the rivers, even if they've got any sort of colour in them. And in a stream like the Nongatahar and the Waitea, the further up you can go to fish, the more likely you are to be able to see into the water It's when it picks up the sort of the lowland volumes of water that really causes a problem.
Okay.
Runoff from stormwater drains and stuff like that often carries a lot of sediment. We've been dry for so long, but a lot of dust in the air, it has settled, and that'll be getting washed down into the stormwater drains, and that'll take out the lower reaches probably as much as anything. But one of the things I have noticed is, particularly at the Wider Tea, there's some pretty soft spots out there still from the heavy rain we had on Christmas Eve. You're sinking sort of 6 inches into the sediment on the bottom of the lake, but there are patches where it is quite significantly deeper. And if you're not sort of taking it easy going out or in, particularly after dark, you can step into something that's a bit deeper, and that's enough to tip you forward and go for a swim. Now, I haven't had it done to me, but I have heard of it happening. One night, he managed to get himself out of the water, though, on his own.
Gosh, you got to be careful, don't you?
Yeah, you do. There was a huge amount of rain just before Christmas, and it really did tear out a lot of ground, and it still hasn't solidified. Our winds have been all over the place this summer. Everything from south-east, south-west. We've had every part of the compass, to be honest.
Yeah, fair enough.
And it's just kept everything stirred up.
Okay. Now, a couple of weeks ago, we talked about the Awahel. That was going well. Is that still going, or has that gone off now?
No. Both Hamarana and the Awahel have got a lot of fish around them still. But, again, if you got consistent wind, it tends to make life a bit easier. Anything from the south, southwest is likely to pump the water sort of out to the left, and there have been times when the fish have actually been right under the willow trees at the left of the mouth.
Oh, yes, I know.
But there's other times when they've been virtually along the shoreline down to the right of the mouth, just to the pressure of the wind pushing the cold water plume.
Okay.
So it varies a bit. You've just got to work out where the fish are, and it's not so hard at the Awahel, but it's certainly a lot more difficult out at Hamarana.
Okay, the good clue would be where the existing line of fishermen is, surely.
Yeah, well, it is, but if you get down there and you're on your own, which can happen, you've got to try and figure that out for yourself, and it's a decent pair of Polaroids and walking about the speed of a cow, and you should be able to pick up on where fish are. And observe the surface tension, too. You know, often there'll be fish broaching, just coming up and head and tailing, or just sipping off the surface, and you've got to really watch to see if that's happening.
Yes.
And if there's any sort of wind, the slightest disturbance in that wind, the wave pattern, will give you a clue, because that's generally something breaking the surface, and just treat it like a fishing cast to it.
Okay, well, put your fly there and see what happens.
Yeah, the other thing I think we should look more at too is emerger patterns, your wee wet spider patterns, stuff like that. They're not being used, but I've been standing in amongst hundreds of fish, as other anglers have, and the fish have been coming up and taking off the surface, but nobody's actively fishing that sort of zone from the water tension just down a few millimetres under it. Because a lot of the insects that are hatching will get caught in that surface tension, and some may not be able to break through, and that's when they're most vulnerable.
That's right. I agree totally. I used to fish the Waihau and the Waimakariri reasonably often, and I'd always put a little wee wet on first. Remarkable success.
Oh, absolutely. Hughie McDowell, the late Hughie McDowell, was an absolute awesome proponent of the wee wets and spider patterns, and he just had boxes and boxes of them, and there were times when he would fish nothing else.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah, they work. But flies go in and out of fashion, don't they?
Well, they do, but I don't know that spider patterns have really caught on in New Zealand. They're very popular in the States, they're very popular in England and Europe, but they're certainly not used that much here. We go for nymphs, or we go for dry flies, or we go for wet flies.
Yes. Okay.
And there's one category of fly that we very rarely utilise, and should be doing so. It will increase your catch rate.
Okay. Well, there's the tip, anglers. Yeah, good stuff. Now, what have you heard about the lakes, Bert?
Well, Dragon 10 colours of lead down at Hinihopu on Rotowiri has been particularly successful. A whole range of sizes of fish,
okay,
all in very good condition, even the bigger ones, so that's good news. Harling or jigging off Gisborne Point in less than 10 metres of water hasn't been too bad. I suspect there are other places as well. It's a matter of figuring out where the thermocline is and trying to get yourself as close to it as possible. It's where a decent fish finder will come in handy too, and you can pick up the bait fish or the fish you're after, yes, and be able to target at the depths that they're there. I've seen some of these new fish finders are so good. You can actually see your line on the screen.
Correct, I know.
You know, it just fascinates me that they've managed to bring that sort of technology into fishing.
Yes.
And it's certainly worthwhile investing in something that I would imagine is not a cheap piece of equipment, but certainly worthwhile.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, Bert Swift was talking about that on a Facebook page a month or so ago, and he was watching his line go down. He said, it needs to be at, say, 18 metres, and boom! Oh, that's about it there.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you know, you got your calibration on the screen as to the depth, and you can see your line going down. You can take it down to whatever depth you want.
Yeah, no, it's all good. All right, so it's all pretty good, and the rain's not going to be a problem, as long as it doesn't come in one huge deluge.
Yeah, but in saying that, it may well be good for the streams because they've been dry, you know, it's been dry for so long, and there's a bit of algae build-up, so it'll turn the bottoms over. Mm-hmm. The other thing, too, is that Rotorua, as the Tongariro does, has a run of summer spawning fish. They spawn, rainbows generally spawn all year round in the Waitati and the Ngongataha and the Utahina because the water temperature in the substrate of the streams is suitable for that. And so you'll always get some fish that'll spawn out of the general consensus for spawning season, and of course their progeny will come back plus or minus that as well. So the Tongariro, I know I can get down there in December and catch fresh run, ready to spawn fish. And you can do the same on Ngongataha and the Waitati.
Yeah, excellent. Good stuff. All right, thank you for that, Bert. Lovely to catch up again. Now, how do people contact you if they want to talk about Rotorua region fly fishing?
You can give us a call or text me on 0272896079, and I'm on Twitter. Quite a bit of interest in my account, but it's at Burton Fish with a capital B, and it's all one word, at Burton Fish on Twitter.
All right, there we go. Bert Robinson, Rotorua Fly Fishing, 0272896079, or have a look for him on Twitter, at Bert N Fish.
Yeah, Bert N, and the letter N at Fish.
Bert N Fish.
Not and.
Yeah. Good work, Bert. Good work, Bert Robinson. You'll become more popular than Lady Gaga, I tell you that, mate.
Well, I must admit, I don't look as good as she does. But anyway.
Well done. Thank you, Bert. Catch you next week. Thank you, Bert.
Oh, good.
See ya. Bye.
Bye.
Mr. Bert Robinson, and he means it. People, he gets lots of texts and stuff. People ring up and say, which way is the wind blowing? What fly am I going to use? Which side of the lake's best is in Ngongataha and flood? All that sort of stuff. 0272896079. Thank you, Bert. Okay, quick break, then more fishing stuff.
Here come old flat top, here come grooving up slowly. Got juju out all he wants. Holy roller, he got hands down to his knee. Got to be a joker, he just do what he please. Shoe shine.
You're listening to Hooked on Fly Fishing on Planet FM 104.6. Stella Gordon is a long-time resident of the Taupo Tūrangi area, and Stella is an expert on fishing the rivers and lakes of the Central Plateau. And once again, Stella is live on air with us now. Good evening, Stella.
Hello, how are you?
Very good. You well?
We're great, thank you. Really good.
Okay, now, looking at your forecast, you've got rain tomorrow, showers Sunday, clearing Monday. Desperately needed, was it?
Very much so. We've had, I think, 32 days without rain. So yes, we had a little bit of a heavy shower yesterday afternoon amongst the sunshine, and we had a fairly cloudy morning, but we've turned to sort of fairly steady rain with very little wind this afternoon. So we probably, I would imagine, had 3 or 4 mils already, and we'll have a little bit more overnight. It looks as though it's set. There's no wind to move it, and as it says, tomorrow it looks as though it's going to clear again. So not too much rain in the forecast, but enough to just damp the ground and certainly give us some well-needed cover.
That's right. Now, I looked at the river levels of your local river, the TT, today. It was down to 0.1 of a metre.
I know. I said to Pete, we actually went down a hill, we looked a moment ago, and just to satisfy us, to see that there was actually some water there, and I said to Pete, I think there may be a little edge of colour, and he looked at me and he laughed and said, you've got to be ridiculous.
Yeah.
He said, we haven't had enough rain. But no, it is very, very low. Everything's low. Wairarina, Waitaka are just in their dribble, and obviously, naturally, the Tongariro, thankfully, has the hydro scheme, so therefore has consistent flow, and we've had a little bit of a bump out again with those recreational flows, so that has certainly helped fishing along there. But as for these other streams, particularly warm, very little water, and as I say, for 4 or 5 weeks is quite a long period of time, or basically 4 weeks is a long time, to have no rain of any description.
Yes, that's
so,
right.
And I mean, such extremes. I mean, it's been unbelievably warm day and night, and although I must admit, over the last few nights we've just had a little drop overnight, 3 to 4 degrees, and slightly heavier during the switching inches, an indication of what's going to come.
Okay, I heard something, I think 2 weeks ago, some guys have been up Lake Ota, and there's lots of dead fish around because the lake was too hot or something, not enough oxygen in the water, is that correct?
I mean, we always have this every year where people have sighted fish that are upside down or are struggling, and that is not unusual. More often than not, I would have thought that because it is hydro and the fact that it does have flow, and I think that the generators are well aware of that, so therefore they usually have consistent flow.
Yes.
It's unusual to have numbers of fish, but you'll always find at this time of the year there will be some fish that don't survive, and naturally too, if they are in parts where perhaps they're constrained and the water temperature rises quite dramatically, which means it does kill them off. But, you know, more often than not, it's actually, strangely enough, on the lake, and that's Lake Taupo and also Kiritō. It's those that perhaps have landed fish not correctly, not having released them, and simply with the volume of, you know, the fact that the water temperature is so warm, they have not been able to survive. But, you know, I mean, it has been exceptionally warm, there's no doubt about that, and we've had no rain. So, just work to be, you know, I mean, we just have to be aware of the situation and take care when we release the fish.
Yeah, good point. Now, you just mentioned Lake Taupo, there's the big lake itself. That's pretty warm still, is it?
Very, very warm. Okay. And not only the perimeter, but the whole lake surface is very, very warm. We've had consistent wind, as everyone has, and we talked about that a couple of times, which has naturally creates a bit of wash. So therefore, it's certainly, and we have had sort of most days a metre to a metre and a half, which means that naturally the water is being circulated or being washed around like in a washing machine. So therefore, from that point of view, you have some days where if you have an easterly wind, quite often you'll tend to find that that's a little bit cooler, which brings, and it just drops that surface temperature quite dramatically. But, you know, as I say, even though we just have such consistent weather, so if you think that, you know, your sun is rising at 6 and then sleeping at 8:15, and that's a long period of time to have consistent, very consistent, heavy, you know, sunshine, so therefore naturally that surface temperature retains its heat. And that's reflective in the fishing as well, which has been really quite hard on the lake. Most of those fish that have been caught on downriggers or, you know, fishing boats.
Okay, I understand. Now, your forecast for tomorrow, as I say, is showers, winds changing westerly, and Sunday showers developing, some possibly heavy on Sunday. Where would Stella Gordon be fishing with a bit of rain around? Where's the place to go this week?
Definitely the Tongariro, I think. You know, you'll find that greater volume. There's certainly reasonable numbers of fish that have moved. We had that recreational release not last week, the week prior, and that was very interesting to the point of view that certainly, with that additional water, came after time fish into the lower reaches and the mid reaches. We've actually fished quite a bit on the Tongariro, both dry and nymph, and there's been some nice fish, some very nice fish. So I would imagine that the Tongariro is just simply having the volume and the variety of water, the different mediums, which allows you to either wet, dry, although that may be a little bit slower now in a nymph. But, you know, if you think of the last two or three days, we've had, you know, tremendous cicada hatches. Cicadas have certainly quietened quite dramatically. There are certainly few still about, but not great numbers. And I think, too, your fish get to a point, especially those that are in the rivers that have been in for a minute or two, blinded by the fact that they've seen so many on the surface. So, and, you know, as they drop away, you'll tend to find that they'll now start taking nymph, which is probably a little bit more positive. But, you know, even aside from that, some of these smaller streams, if there's not too much wind, definitely once the water's cleared, if there is a little bit of colour, which will be naturally, and due to the fact that there's runoff, we've had really no rain, so therefore there's a lot of sediment that's sit in dust, which will wash into those streams. As soon as they clear, they will be, I would imagine, quite spectacular. I have fished the smaller streams and really hit and miss, so where we've had perhaps a cooler evening and a cooler morning, most definitely we've had fish around those mouths, even though those streams like the Waitihi and the Waitetaka stream that I fish consistently are cold. But, you know, the actual surface temperature and the volume of water around the lake edge is not attracting fish in, simply because it's just too warm.
Okay,
this is just what we need.
Yeah, excellent. Yeah, thank you. Oh, I understand. Thank you, Stella. Lovely to catch up and get the latest on the Te Apo Tūrangi. We do appreciate it. Thanks for talking to Hooked on Fly Fishing.
You're welcome. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Stella. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Stella Gordon, long-time resident of the Te Apo Tūrangi area. Okay, quick break. More fishing stuff.
Fast for the medicine man. Tra la 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 got the second line fever today. Singing wham, bam, hang the hand. Come on down, but follow me. Wham, bam, thank you, man. Come on, but follow me.
Mama Roo.
She was the queen of the little white and blue. She was the queen of the little red, white, and blue.
You're listening to Hooked on Fly Fishing on Planet FM 104.6. Craig Corwell. He's an interesting bloke. He lives on the banks of the Purnu River at a place called Trout Heaven, actually. And Craig, for more than 10 years now, has covered the Waikato region for the Hooked on Fly Fishing radio show. He's one of the originals. Craig is live on air with us now. Good evening, Craig.
Good evening, Colin. How are you?
Good, thank you. You can look out your window, sit on your porch and see the Purnu River.
Yeah, we can actually. And there's more water going today than there has been for the last month.
Okay.
The river level's been dropping and dropping, and the water temperature's been going up, and the trout fishing's becoming more difficult because, you know, as the temperature goes up, they tend to slow down on their feeding patterns.
Yes.
And it's just been hot, and I've done quite a bit of fishing the last weekend and the first 2 days of the week. both on the Puna and the Mangatuta. We've been catching a few, I caught some beautiful wee browns on the Puna on Monday, but the Mangatuta on Tuesday was very, very difficult. I saw a few fish rising, a few fish in the water, but trying to tempt them up to anything was...
pretty difficult.
Proved to be a bit of a problem, yeah.
Okay, well, I looked at the Mangatuta levels late this afternoon, and it's down to below 0.9 of a metre. So it's low and slow.
Yeah, I know. Everything's... But it's just... I'm just looking at the Puna River levels now, and I'll just open the Mangatuta, and they're just starting to rise up. You know, they tend to go up and down... during the day, but yeah, the Mangatuta's now gone up to 0.9 of a metre, so that'll be good because, you know, it'll put some cooler water on the river.
Yes.
And I think this bad weather's going to get down the coast. We're not quite too sure yet, are we?
Well, your forecast for tomorrow is showers becoming fine later, showers returning overnight and Sunday, some possibly heavy showers. So you're going to get rain up the tops and down around your way.
Well, that's good. I mean, you know, I need two camps because we need the grass to grow because I've got stock sitting in the paddock below the house. So,
yeah. You
know, we can't have fine weather all the time because, man, it is dry.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
You know, and I don't think I've seen it this dry. Even I don't even think in the 2008 drought.
Really?
No, it's just incredibly brown and parched.
Okay.
I stopped into the neighbours yesterday and talking to them, you know, you could walk on their paddock and just kick the dust up. And
yeah.
So it's really good that the rain's just come quite steadily in and, you know, it'll give the ground time to settle before maybe it starts hosing down on Sunday or something like that.
Gotcha.
But, yeah, no, that'll be good, you know, and just keep an eye on those Environment Waikato River levels and if they don't come up too much. The whole of the Waikato should be good, you know, from midweek on.
Okay. Now, you fished the Puna on Monday, over the weekend and on Monday. What sort of flies did you use and how did you go?
We sort of tried everything, probably.
Okay.
maybe with a little bit of red or a bit of orange in it.
Yeah.
You know, I tend to like... Well, we had people here, and we've had people here for a couple of weeks, so I've been... I put my check nymphing gear away, you know, which was a bit of a struggle because we've done it for so long. And I got a proper fly rod out, and I was using a dry fly with a dropper underneath.
Yes.
We tried all sorts of caddises and royal wolf patterns and humpy patterns and everything. We've come up to cicada. The cicadas have just started to... This has just started to quieten down. I put a cicada probably twice. But I put a cicada over a few rice. But mainly pheasant tail patterns as a nymph and with a little bit of maybe orange or a bit of red tag in them seem to go quite well.
Okay.
Probably down to a 16.
Okay, yes.
You know, which is, you get older and you've got the wrong glasses on, it's pretty hard to tie on.
I'll have to come down here and tie your flies on for you.
You will, yeah. Just don't get too far upstream. So, yeah, that's been going well. Okay. Of course, the CFR retreat was here last weekend.
Yes.
To Castle Rock, I'm fishing the Puna.
Yes.
And, you know, normally on these retreats, you know, just about everybody catches fish and everything like that, but I think there were probably only, I mean, half a dozen trout caught.
Yeah.
They saw a few misses, you know, but it has been very, very difficult because, you know, the river is just so low and...
Yes.
And so warm. It's probably been up the 22-degree mark. So.
Yeah, they don't like it much above 17 or 18, do they?
No, they don't. 18, it just, you know, it takes a real dive, doesn't it?
I understand.
So we've got real recovery the weekend after this.
Yes.
This weekend it is now.
Yes.
And hopefully, you know, things come right. You know, we've dodged a few bullets in the past with cyclones tearing down and tearing around. And one year we had to go across the Waimakariri, run from the Waiheia.
Yes.
But I think we might be all right next weekend, so it should be good.
This rain is very good. It's much needed, isn't it?
Oh, God, yeah. I mean, you know, everybody's just been waiting for it to rain. And,
yeah.
Although, you know, it rained about 4 weeks ago or something like that. It's been very little since Christmas. And,
okay, yeah. Well, just
we've got a couple of steers that are going off just off the subject a little bit, in 2 weeks' time, and the stock agent said they're just, you know, there's cattle being sent to the works all the time now.
Yeah, yeah.
Ours are in beautiful condition.
Oh, of course they would be.
Of course they are.
They've been living at Trout Heaven, haven't
they? They have been, yeah.
I didn't know you got some stock back. I thought you cleared them out for a while.
Oh, we did for a little while, but okay. we've got some back now, and we've got a couple of Herefords going next week.
Okay.
The week after now, and they're very, very good, Nick.
Has Wendy named them again? Is it Robbie?
No, we've stopped naming them from about year two, I think, something like that. So.
Oh, Jesus. What have we got for dinner tonight, Wendy? Oh, we're having Robbie.
Yeah, it was Robbie, that was for sure. Yeah. You're going to go hungry if you don't start eating Robbie.
Oh, good fun, eh?
So, no, I would say, you know, so whether it doesn't get too bad. The fishing should be all right by, say, Wednesday or next week.
Yeah, just as I said,
because there's no fishing pressure.
Yeah, not down there, there isn't. I just been talking to Bert Robinson, raining in Rotorua. They're desperate for it. And Stella Gordon says it hasn't rained basically since Christmas down there. They're desperate for rain.
Yeah.
They're very pleased it started slowly and didn't get a deluge because the ground's like concrete and you get massive runoff. So it's all
right.
Panned out,
you know, it's very hard and it's very dusty on the top. So it's just going to settle everything out. But it's only just raining, you know, and there's very little wind and... yeah, of course, we've got a new dog and she's lying out on the deck in the pouring rain. And
all right, we've got to wrap it up, Craig. How do people get hold of you, please?
We're on the web at trouthaven.co.nz.
Trouthaven.co.nz. They can look at there and talk to you about river conditions.
Yeah, what's going on down here and what the conditions are like,
All right, we'll talk again soon. Thank you, Craig.
Enjoy the
weekend.
Colin.
See ya.
Bye. Bye.
Mr. Craig Corbell, trouthaven.co.nz. Now, we've just got time. Where are we? We've got 22 seconds to go. Let's talk about the fly fishing tip of the week. Use an S-cast to slow the current's effect on the fly. Do this by wiggling your rod tip at the end of your cast. Throw some slack into the line, in other words. Okay. Hooked on Fly Fishing is proudly supported by Rod and Reel Newmarket. They have the biggest range of fly fishing and fly tying gear in New Zealand. Have a look at their website, rodandreel.co.nz. Hooked on Fly Fishing will be back on air next Friday at 6 p.m. Until then, good fishing.